read a very sacred place, and I'd like to describe the significance of it. A little bit of distraction going on either side of us, but we'll do our best. It's a very nice depiction up here in the corner of Sanatana Goswami being received by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he escaped the service of Nawab Hussain Shah and joined Lord Chaitanya's association. In 2 days, we're going to go to Radha Kund. We described at the Madan Mohan Temple Lord Chaitanya's discovering this Radha Kund in the midst of an agricultural field, some pond of water that he spiritually understood was the sacred place of Radha Kund. So this is another place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come. What is our understanding of who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's Krishna. But Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, by the mercy of Sarup Damodar Goswami, we understand that Radha and Krishna, although in two forms, they're one entity. Here are very beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. Sarup Damodar has disclosed in Chaitanya Charitamrita that while their forms are two, their existence is one. Like the energetic and the energy. The absolute truth is Krishna. And the internal potency of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And so their forms are eternally manifest as two. But actually their existence is one. However, for the pastime of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, to experience the love that Srimati Radharani has for him, the happiness that she experiences within that love for him, and how she experiences the qualities of Krishna, that subjective experience of Srimati Radharani in one form are the same. So we can say Lord Chaitanya is none different than Krishna. More precisely, Radha and Krishna is no different than Lord Chaitanya. Very deep understanding. And the pastime that is demonstrating that fact took place here at Imlital. Imlital is a place that was a very favorite place of Srimati Radharani. Listen carefully to the Leela, it's very wonderful. Later today we're going to go to Vangsivat. Vangsivat is a place, is one of the places where during the spring season Krishna would hold Rasa Leela. Later when we go to Govardhan Hill, we'll pass by Rasasthali, where Krishna would perform Rasa Leela during the full moon night of the autumn season, Sharat season. Different seasons, different moods. Transcendental emotion, slightly variegated in difference, but the particular Leela represented here in this place is from the Vangsivat Rasa Leela, another Rasa Stali here in Vrindavan. In fact, this whole area, where we're about to enter is called Seva Kunj, where the Radha Damodar temple, where we're going next, is in the larger area, Seva Kunj. Walled in is a remaining portion, Seva Kunj. But the whole area was where the rasa dance of Radha and Krishna would be performed. So we know from the Bhagavatam, at one point during Rasa Leela, Radha could understand the desire of Krishna. That while Krishna was dancing with many, many gopis, he actually desired to be with Radha alone. And so Radha left the association of the rasa dance. And when Krishna detected that Radha had gone, he became alarmed, disturbed, eager to seek out Radha's association. He left the rasa dance to seek Radha. And everywhere he looked, he couldn't find Radha. So he came here, to this location, under this Imli tree, and he sat in a mood of separation from Radha. And as he sat absorbed in this mood of separation from Radha, his sham complexion changed to a golden complexion like that of Srimati Radharani. So when Radha, knowing that Krishna wanted to be with her, was also looking for Krishna, she found him sitting under this tree and was amazed to see instead of his blackish form, he was in a golden feature. So Radha came and sat by Krishna's side and asked Krishna, "What is the meaning of this complexion that you're showing?" And Krishna smilingly explained to Radha that in the following yuga, I will appear in your luster, just like you're seeing me now. In the same mood of your feeling separation from me in love. It's very deep. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan and spent just 3 months here in Vrindavan, as he was longing to spend, to come and stay in Vrindavan, from the first day that he was initiated by Ishwara Puri in Gaya, during his earlier Leela, before his initiation by Ishwara Puri, the Leela of Mahaprabhu was that of Nimai Pandit, a very proud, arrogant, argumentative logician, scholar, Brahmin. Very elaborately discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita and therefore not repeated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But from the time of his initiation, his mood completely changed and his leela completely changed. Where his mood was that of a devotee of the Lord, of the topmost excellence, even from the very beginning. He immediately wanted to leave from Vrindavan and be in the land of Krishna in Vrindavan. So in the middle of the night, without even speaking to his students, he left Gaya, heading on foot, calling Krishna's name. And in the middle of the night, he heard a voice from the sky, voice of demigods, reminding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "The purpose of your incarnation is to deliver the fallen souls. You can go to Vrindavan later. But now you must return and give Krishna Prema to one and all. They're waiting for you in Navadvipa, all of your devotees." So heeding that indication, he didn't go to Vrindavan and he returned to Navadvipa After returning to Navadvip, some time passed in his ecstatic kirtan pastimes in the house of Srivas Thakur, eventually leading the kirtan procession into the public and inundating the whole of Navadvip Dham in Prem Sankirtan. Then by the indication of Advaita Acharya, indirectly, he prepared himself to leave Navadvip on the pretext of his sannyas, lila. And just after taking sannyas, he also had an indomitable desire to go to Vrindavan, second. But by tricks of Lord Nityananda, instead of going to Vrindavan, he went to the house of Advaita Acharya. And being submissive to the will of his mother, Mother Sachi, he didn't go to Vrindavan to make that his residence. He went to Puri. Then again, after being in Puri and 2 years of his South Indian tour, again he wanted to go to Vrindavan. And the third attempt was also checked by Sanatan Goswami, who indicated to Lord Chaitanya, as he had gone in a northerly direction rather than to Vrindavan, in a westerly direction, or northwesterly direction. Sanatan Goswami indicated to Lord Chaitanya that it would not be so good as a sadhu for you to go to Vrindavan with thousands and thousands and thousands of followers, like an elephant procession into the holy dham. Better you go alone or at most with one person. So he went back to Puri. Then a fourth time he made his travel to Vrindavan. So when he came to Vrindavan, he would stay at a Kuragat, where it looks like we're going to be going there on Sunday, along with Krishna's Janmastan. A number of devotees made their request, can we go, can we go, can we go? So Sunday we may go to Krishna's Janmastan and then Akuragat. So it's quite a distance from Akuragat, but Lord Chaitanya would walk from Akuragat and come here to Imlital and chant all morning long up until early afternoon and take his bath in the Ganga. While chanting here at Imlital, a reverse lila took place, where Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radha, was so absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani that his golden complexion turned blackish. Feeling separation from Krishna so intensely, his mood of love and separation from Krishna was of such intensity that his personal servant and the Sanodiya Brahman, who he had made the acquaintance of here in Braja, both felt it's best if we can get Lord Chaitanya out of Vrindavan. Anything could happen in this intensified mood of love that he's experiencing. And so they made the suggestion to Lord Chaitanya and their return journey back to Puri began. So the spiritual significance of this lila, disclosing Lord Chaitanya's identity exactly as Sarup Damodar had explained it, Krishna himself in the mood of Radha, and Radha's feelings of separation intensifying that love, was exhibited here. So much so that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur desired that this would become one of the temples, the Gaudiya Math temples that he would establish. And so he acquired this land and established one of his 64 Gaudiya Math temples, We see here the Murti of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the founder of the Gaudiya Math. And so he is the presiding personality along with the deities that are newly installed. This was a very simple facility for a long, long time. And now the devotees, with their love and devotion to Bhakti Siddhanta, have made this very nice temple and have preserved the Imli tree outside. So great, great spiritual significance is in this place, and the mood of love of Krishna for Radha and Radha for Krishna in the mood of separation, Vipralamba Bhav. Very deep, very significant spiritual holy place right here on the Prakrama Marg. So when we go out, we can circumambulate slowly the Imli tree and offer our prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the attachment to Krishna in such elevated stages of feelings of separation from Krishna can somehow be appreciated by us, at least through his own leela. How strong was his love for Krishna, we cannot even estimate. And they've done a very wonderful job with these beautiful illustrations of Lord Chaitanya's leela and rasa leela, indicating the area where we are, the Seva Kunj area of Braja, and the pastime enacted by Krishna coming here, searching for Radha. Very deep, very moving. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhu ki jai. Sambhira Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nithai Go Premanandi Harivo. Now I think we'll save the translation for the Radha Damodar Temple. We're going to one other place before the Radha Damodar Temple, and then Radha Damodar Temple, because we want to get darshan there. Oh, I want to say one thing. That pujari that came out with the Damodar, the Govardhan Shila, he was describing to me upstairs that his grandfather, in this very room where we were sitting, used to receive Srila Prabhupada. And he first met Prabhupada when he was 14. He remembers Prabhupada sitting there. He pointed to the place. Prabhupada spent the night with him, with his father, or grandfather. And he heard their Krishna Katha, describing Krishna's past. That's what they would talk about, Krishna's pastimes. And then his father was visited by Srila Prabhupada when he came back, and in establishing the Krishna Balaram Mandir, he consulted with his father about the procedures for installing Krishna Balaram. The recommendation was made that Vishvambar Goswami of the Radharaman Temple would oversee, because the Goswami's accepting made it was essential for the local Vrijbasis to accept the procedure by which Krishna Balaram were installed. So he's intimately involved. So this is the next generation after the son of the father and grandfather. And he has a lot of affection and appreciation for ISKCON devotees. And one other thing I want to mention. During our visit yesterday to Madhuvan, actually 2 points, some of you didn't see, so my apology for that. From where we were sitting, behind us, up a little bit up on that hill, is where the Shatrughna temple was. Some saw, some did not, but it was within 100 yards walking distance from where we were, the Shatrughna temple. And in that lila, something that I neglected to mention was that after Madhu, the father of Lavana, Sura, father who was in the Daitya dynasty, but was very spiritually elevated, his son was just the opposite, Lavana. And his father tried and tried his every possible way to elevate his son, but his son was incorrigible. And so in great frustration, he gave up his kingdom, gave up his palace, and gave up his trident and turned them over to his son. So in that way, Lavana inherited the trident of Madhu. That detail. And it was, I didn't remember this, but in 2001, something like that, we visited, from walking from Krishnakund, we walked to Dhruvatila. Fortunately, we didn't do the walk because there was nothing there to see. There's just everything is under construction. They had, everything was torn up and big holes in the ground instead of where the temple used to be. It was actually a nice place. Now it's just construction. Maybe next time when we come, they'll be completed. So you can offer some donation to the deities if you are so inspired. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.